humbled this morning to be in your presence. I'm humbled for the rich and able prayer that has been offered by my good friend, Brother Frank Johnson. The fellowship of all of you here, especially in the ministry, and I would just ask that you pray in a special way for the pastor of this church and for our great friend who is to follow. There are times when I need to be renewed. And last night, under the influence of the old doctrines of grace, I felt renewed and revived. With the very character of God that seemed to fill this tabernacle. And knowing myself better than anybody else does, this morning I need to be renewed again. I confess to you, I have a leaky bucket. And I ask for the time that I stand before you that you would ask the Lord to help me. Call your attention this morning to Psalms 89. Psalms 89, beginning with verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. These particular words bore on my mind so strong this morning that I couldn't help but believe that maybe the Lord could be in the matter. Amen. Now, I've tried to preach before about things that I didn't have on my mind. And it didn't turn out too well. Amen. So I've had to learn over my experiences through life that I needed to preach what was on my mind. Here David says, blessed. I like that word.
Yeah.
Blessed. Do you know we are blessed today to be here at Macedonia Church?
Amen.
We are blessed today to live in the United States of America.
Yes, we are.
With all its problems, with all the difficulties we have,
yes.
I affirm to you that it's still the blessed, best place to be in the world. But greater than that, and beyond that thinking, we are blessed to know something that is foreign to the nature of man, that is foreign to the religionists of the world.
Amen.
We are blessed to know the joyful sound of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that testifies. And I affirm to you that the gospel is a testimony. It is not a proposition, but it is a testimony and declaration of the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And David, hundreds of years before Christ ever made a real physical appearance here in the world, called him and spoke about him in these terms: I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people.
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians, the Bible says this in chapter 3 and beginning with about verse 19. Notice the terminology that Paul uses here. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Do you see now my point?
Yes.
Which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I confess to you, I can't get my mind wrapped around that complete thought when he says being filled with all the fullness of God. But I do understand that the word fullness is a theatrical term. It means the complete production. You know, I went to a Broadway play one time, and I didn't want to go to start with, and after I got there, I learned the reason why I didn't want to go. I did it just out of courtesy, but, you know, there wasn't anything in it for me. But one of the grand advertisements they had was that this was the full production that had never been seen. Brother, I want to tell you right now, the Lord Jesus Christ was the full production of the very purpose of God when he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and there revealed the thought of David when he said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. What a beautiful thought that is to me. The fullness of God, the Bible tells me in Colossians chapter 1, in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
The complete production of the character of God walked the dusty hills of Galilee. The complete production of the very purpose of God raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. The complete production of God's eternal declaration stood before the magistrates and those in authority and said, unto this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world.
Amen.
And what a wonderful thought it is here when Paul begins to bring a close to this verse when he says, now unto him that is able. Brother Virgil, I want to tell you, I declare to you today about one who is able.
Yes.
When the children, when the three Hebrew children were in the circumstances that they were, and the authorities asked them, will your God deliver you from this burning fiery furnace? They said, well, we don't know whether he will or not, but we know he's able. Thank God, my friend, I want to tell you today that through all the fiery furnaces that you may go through all the afflictions that you may go through, there is one who is able. Thank God,
to do above and beyond that which we ask or think. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You see what that says? That says that that power works in us. Unto him be glory in the church. Now I want to tell you, here's where we are to give glory to God.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I can do it on the riverbank. No, you can't.
Okay.
God set up his church.
Yeah.
For you to give glory to God.
Yeah.
In the tabernacle, in the wilderness, you know what he said? In the book of Exodus, that the tabernacle was God's meeting place in the wilderness. And the Bible says, they that sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle. I'll tell you right now today, bless your sweetheart, that they that seek the Lord, we ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Thank God today, I'm glad he laid help on one that is mighty. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, for they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. You know, I heard one time this brother preach right here, and he came over to New Clear Creek. New Clear Creek ceased to exist now. And Brother Mark and Brother Joe, and I remember them preaching, and I just thought of what a beautiful picture that was, and how glorious it was when I could hear the grand message of salvation by grace, and him who was able to keep me from falling. You know, those things cheer my soul. They revive the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, my friend, in this world, there's no friend to grace. I'll tell you right now, today, I tell you, I didn't want to come today. As I started once to call, I'm glad I didn't now. Yes, sir, I'm glad I didn't. But I want to tell you something. Bless your sweetheart, that when Paul came on the scene and he began to take his leave from those brethren there, he called for the elder of the church. And you know what he told them? He said, feed the church of God. Listen, brethren, I want to encourage all of you here today, you in the ministry. I know that as far as I'm concerned, at the longest point, it can't be a long time, but I want to encourage you today to feed the church of God that he purchased with his own blood, and feed the church of God that they may be able to stand and to declare those things of the faith that was once and for all time delivered to the saints. Old brother Paul began to preach, and he says this, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are being saved, no sir, but unto us which are saved, You know, that denotes a condition that exists at the present time. And listen now to what he says. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. There's the joyful sound. Yes, sir. Blessed is that people. He didn't say blessed is the people that hear the joyful sound. A lot of folks hear it and don't know it. But he says blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Now he says, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. You know, I could use some double jointed words up here for you today. That's right, I know enough about it. That's right, I could use some double-jointed words. But you'd go out and you'd say, well, what'd that mean? Where'd that come from? He's not smart enough to know that, and that'd be the gospel truth. But I want to tell you, Paul himself, as far as history goes and tells us, was a master of many languages, coming up in the educational facilities that he did. But he said, Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. How was he to do it? He was to do it not with wisdom of words.
Amen.
Not with wisdom of words. Now, I've got nothing against education. Don't you go away from here and say that.
Right.
I want to get all, I'm glad I've got what I've got and wish to add more.
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you something today. The simple gospel
Amen.
Is what builds the church of Christ.
Yeah.
The simple gospel. And when the simple gospel is preached by a man called and qualified of God, I want to tell you, I believe it'll have some effect. It'll have some effect. Paul says, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ, that is the preaching of the cross, he identifies that in the next verse, that the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. That is, no effect in his preaching. No visible results for the preaching of the cross. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. You know, I know that there's a place called hell where the beast and false prophet will be and are. And it's an eternal place. It's just as real as heaven is.
Yeah. Amen.
And those that God passed by in his sovereignty, it doesn't discount his grace at all.
No.
Doesn't discount his grace at all. And they will perish in that place. And that place is eternal. We believe that. But I want to tell you something else. I know some of God's children right now that have perished in riotous living. In those things that dishonor God and dishonor themselves. And how sad that is.
Yes, it is.
How sad that is. They perish. And they perish in those things because no doubt the pressures of life have some degree on it. But I'm going to tell you, I believe there are folks living in boxes up and down Interstate 75 right today that are children of God. But they've gone down the wrong road. They've gone down the wrong road. And sad as it is, that filters into the church at times. Sad as it is, it filters in the best you can do. Brother Mills told me one time, he said, pastoring churches wouldn't be so hard if it wasn't for people. You pray over that, it'll come to you. Amen. You know, people's what make up the church. You're not dealing with sinless sinners. You're dealing with people. And when Paul began to preach here, he says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish. I'm convinced today that there's many a child of God today that is miserable because he is trying to do something that Christ has already done.
Amen.
And never heard anything about
it. That's it.
But when the joyful sound comes, there's a difference made. There's a difference made. I baptized a girl over at Macedonia Church in Jackson County. She said, used to, what Brother Ricky preached didn't make sense. Now nothing else don't make sense. I tell you right now, when salvation by grace one time makes sense to you, nothing else will. He preached it last night. I've heard him preach it and you. And all of you here, when that gospel bell rings, when it sounds out the good news of salvation and the finished work of Christ, and that God in his purpose has laid help upon one that is mighty. I want to tell you, there's a strengthening, there is an upbuilding power in that gospel.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, the gospel's not the power of God. You tell me what it is. The Bible calls it the power of God.
Amen.
The power of God. The Bible tells it in Romans chapter 1 and verse chapter 1, beginning with verse 14. Listen now at what he says about this. He said, I am a debtor both to the Greek and the barbarian, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'll tell you, I'm ashamed, Ricky Harpro. I look back over my life and how I would be ashamed. There's so many things that I've done and not done. And I imagine Paul would tell you the same thing. I'm going to ask him about it when I get to heaven. But he said there's one thing that I'm not ashamed of. Now I'm going to tell you there's something I'm not ashamed of today.
Amen.
And that's the gospel of Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
You know, we hear a lot about Washington, D.C., and I may have mentioned it here. About 3 years ago, I went up there and they wanted me to preach. We had a meeting in Washington. They wanted me to preach. And I did. And there's about 600 there. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're among Primitive Baptists, y'all are the choir today. I mean, it's easy to preach predestination to y'all.
Yeah.
But they wasn't a Primitive Baptist on the hill, I think. And, you know, I began to preach, and all of a sudden I began to get an amen over there, an amen over there, and an amen back yonder. And, you know, they didn't believe a word I preached, but they, a little while they thought they did. But you know what? When I got through, an old gentleman from over North Carolina said, I want to talk to you just a minute. I said, all right. I stopped and talked to him. He said, they didn't say what you were, but I know. I said, well, what am I? He said, you're an old Baptist. You what mama was.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you, I like to shout it right there.
Yeah.
He said, you what mama was. He said, I remember those old men when they'd preach. And he said, how glorious it was. And he said, I can close my eyes right now, Brother David. And he said, I can hear that joyful sound still come down.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. And what a wonderful experience that is. And no wonder Paul could say it like this. And I'll hasten to close. But he says this, for therein, and let's go back, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, what did I say it was? The power of God. The power of God. The power of God unto salvation. That's what he's talking about. You remember how Jude began to record how that when the Lord delivered the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, he afterward destroyed them that believed not. He saved the people out of the land of Egypt. That's what he says. But he afterward destroyed them that believed not. I'll tell you right now, they needed saving, didn't they? What did he save them from? Unbelief.
Right.
Unbelief. And we need saving from unbelief. The disciples needed saving from unbelief.
Amen.
They had it. Yes, sir. Now, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Can't get another one in the text but a believer.
Right.
That's all. Save everyone that believeth. Listen to it now. That's all. To the Jew first, and that was the truth.
Yeah.
Unto them was first the gospel preached.
Right.
And also to the Greek or the Gentile. For therein. Therein.
Yeah.
Therein what? Therein the gospel. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
Yeah.
Revealed. Yes, sir. How? From faith to unbelief? No, but from faith to faith.
Yeah.
You see what he said. How does that come about? Because God can't give something he doesn't possess. God's got faith and he gives you faith.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you right now, the righteousness of God is not revealed from your faith to your unbelief, but from God's faith to your faith.
Amen.
And what a blessing that is.
Amen.
To know that God works on both ends of the line.
Yes, sir.
And when that happens, there some changes are made. When that happens, an experience takes place. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For as it is written, written where? Written in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, the just shall live by faith. May live by faith? No. But the just shall live by faith. The just or the justified. The justified. The just shall live by faith. I want to tell you right now today, I believe you've been justified today by the work of Christ.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You've been declared righteous in the sight of God. And one of these days you're going to live in heaven, not because you had faith in the righteousness of God, but because God had faith in that righteousness, and you'll live in heaven by that faith.
Yeah.
Not by your faith or not by the faith of the gospel, but it will be by the faith that God had in his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God for that confidence, because he laid help upon one that was mighty.
Amen.
I've enjoyed trying to talk to you today. Thank you for letting me be here. Thank you for letting me be a part of you for so many years. And I want to tell you how blessed you are to have men labor among you. And I want us as a people to strengthen the things that remain.
Yes, sir.
And in doing so, speak those things that become what? Sound.
Yeah.
I was dumb enough to buy an old barn here a while back. And I didn't need it, but I got it to keep somebody else from getting it. And I went down there and I was going to do some work on it, Mark, and I kicked one of the sills and my shoe went all the way through it. My father-in-law, who's 91 years old, standing there looked at it and said, "It's not very sound, is it?" I said, "No, sir, it's not." So now you know what I got to do? I got to start from the ground up. Let me tell you right now, brethren, when we began to preach the gospel, I pray God will help you start from the ground up.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. On sound principles.
Yeah.
And let the building stand thereon. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Amen.